Poland's political establishment is grappling with the embarrassing rise of a populist named Andrzej Leper and his self-defense party. Self-defense came in third in the last parliamentary elections. Many Poles, though, are unsettled by what they see as Leper's xenophobia. Parliament has stripped Leper of his immunity, and he's facing prosecution for slander, for accusing government leaders of corruption. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Warsaw, Leper is undeterred as he pursues his dream of becoming Poland's next president.
Andrzej Leper relishes shaking up Poland's political elite.
We are scaring the ruling circles. They are scared because the people are flocking to us, to the self-defense party. The ruling politicians haven't done anything for the people for the past 12 years. They allowed the national assets to be stolen from Poland.
Almost overnight, Andrzej Leper has emerged as his country's most dynamic populist. His self-defense party commands supporters among those who feel buried by the realities of capitalism. Everywhere he goes, Andrzej Leper is followed by adoring supporters who hang on his every word. Farm wives even say they find the diminutive and well-fed man rather sexy. Irena Mazurek, one of the millions of rural unemployed Poles, explains why.
Broni Polski, ostatkiem sił.
He is defending Poland. He wants Poland to remain Poland. The rest of the so-called leaders are selling this country off. And in a few years from now, we won't even be allowed to speak Polish in our own country.
And according to Leper, the main threat comes from the European Union, which the Polish government is pushing to join.
To już widzimy u nas w Polsce, że to, co Unia nam dała...
We are already seeing what the EU has given us. The worst things, deviance, immorality, aggressiveness, increasing crime, unemployment. And if all we do is what the EU wants us to do, and if we continue to adapt our laws to EU laws, then our traditions will disappear. The faith of our forefathers will go away. Our culture will collapse. And my party is trying to preserve it.
The firebrand went off on a rant on the floor of the Polish parliament, and the speaker of the parliament turned off Leper's microphone. So Leper brought out a megaphone and continued his polemic. Let the nation hear, Leper screamed. Do you think you will be able to silence Leper? You will not succeed. You sold Poland out.
8:32, słuchamy Radia Maryja, katolickiego głosu w naszych domach.
Millions of Leper's grassroots supporters are devoted listeners to the Radio Maria network. The station is not affiliated with Poland's influential Catholic Church, but it claims to represent the real Polish Catholics. Much of the station's programming is religious in nature, but broadcasts also touch on politics. Radio Maria commentators blast the European Union, foreigners, and most significantly, Polish President Alexander Kwaśniewski, who the station claims has a Jewish father, and therefore cannot be a real Pole. Leper agrees.
Kwaśniewski, czy on czuje dokładnie Polskę? To jest człowiek świata. On, ja
Does Kwaśniewski have any feeling for Poland? This is a cosmopolitan man. For the time being, I don't want to dwell on his roots, but I know where he lived. I know who his father was. And if he inherited traits from his father, then he cannot be a Pole. He cannot be sensitive to Polish issues as a head of state.
Kwaśniewski remains extremely popular here, but Leper plays to the president's hardcore opponents, and it's given Andrzej Leper a chance to present himself as the only true alternative. Adam Szostakiewicz, who writes for the influential Polish weekly Polityka, says Leper's managed to seize on public disenchantment with post-communist problems.
People in this country, even after those 12 years of democratic experience in Poland, are still looking for easy solutions and easy explanations of this cataclysmic changes that they have to go through.
Poland's Catholic establishment see Leper as a nuisance who holds sway over their parishioners. Adam Schultz is the spokesman for the Polish Conference of Bishops.
Tendencje populistyczne czy takie lęki, które nadmierne, które
Look, these populist trends are somewhat understandable. I mean, Poland is undergoing a process of immense rapid change, and not all people in Poland can keep pace. But still, the church never supported populism, and certainly not his.
Lepper's populism goes beyond rhetoric. He's been known to block roads with sacks of imported grain. The demonstrations he leads are often marred by violence. Again, journalist Adam Shostakiewicz.
Almost all tactics that he would use are no problem, I think, to accept by quite large segment in this society.
And if that segment has its way, Lepper's self-defense party will sweep local municipal elections across Poland this year. Guy Raz, NPR News, Warsaw.